Welcome back to The Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr. And last year, I was a facilitator at a conference called Worlds, W-O-R-L-D-Z. And it's really more than a conference. It's an experience with incredibly like-minded superstars in the business world and all sorts of communities that help create a new world, a new vision of tomorrow. And it was created by a visionary, Roman Sunder, and he is joining me on the show today talking about some of the speakers who are going to be at Worlds this year. It is in October, and some of the list of what I call edutainers are leading brands like Facebook, Nike, Amazon, Google, and you, influencers like you. Welcome, Roman. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, well, thanks for having me on. So excited.
Fascinating. I saw you speak at the last Worlds here when it was in Hollywood, and this year it is in Long Beach, yes?
Yes, at the Long Beach Performing Arts Center.
Performing Arts Center, that beautiful circular building there in Long Beach. October 17 and 18. Yes, so as people are looking at if you're in front of a computer right now, just go to worlds.com. But your story is quite phenomenal. Tell us a little bit about where you were raised, where you're from, and how you got this vision.
Sure. And it's worlds.us.
.us. Thank you.
No worries. I was, like a lot of people, an immigrant from Russia. Our family escaped from Russia, specifically Odessa in the Ukraine, because there's just a religious persecution. There was anti-Semitism. And my mom at 28 just had lost hope for herself, for her family, for me. And at 5 years old, we moved to America without a language, without a job, and less than $100 in her pocket. Mm. And she's still my hero. Mm-hmm. And I've shouted her out last year on the main stage. Mm-hmm. And that journey's led me to being here and just have a really humble background and humble future and just trying to really give back and help inspire the next generation of leaders.
Next generation is very important, but no one gets to create what you have created with Worlds and Patau and all these great organizations without a massive plan, without a huge plan, a vision for what you want to create in the world. And I'd love to know what drives that vision every day. What is it?
Yeah, one of my big things is having an impact on the world. And so I believe that the most important thing people need to do is find their passion, and I could call it an obsession, and it's a healthy obsession. So for me, it really was Worlds, and that obsession is to bring together visionary leaders across all 70 industries, whether it's space travel or sports or art or fashion, to be able to give the next generation of leaders the tools to be better at their jobs and at their lives. How do I get a raise? How do I get a promotion? How do I change jobs? How do I level up? How do I start a new company? Mm-hmm. And it's that type of academy for culture that is my biggest inspiration. And my tools are, I have a healthy obsession for it. When I'm obsessed with something, it makes my personal, like the opportunities through Worlds make my personal life better, and they make my professional life better. So I call it kind of like a healthy obsession. And then I put in more hours. I spend a lot of time working.
Mm-hmm. As we do.
And as you do also, because I wake up thinking about it, and I go to sleep thinking about it. Finally, I'm focused. I'm not out. I'm not on social media too much. I'm not out traveling the world too much. I'm out focusing on the thing I have an obsession for, so I can be, I want to be the best in the world at what I do so I could be of service to others.
Mm. Well, you're addressing a huge piece here in terms of inspiring a younger generation, but also any generation right now is faced with this idea of the fleeting job economy. How do we hold on to a job that we have if we are lucky enough to have one, or how do we create our own environment? And how do we create our side hustle? How do we create our entrepreneurial dream while maybe pursuing other things as well? I think this is the state of our younger generation and current generations. Even our senior citizens are creating side hustles these days, and it's fascinating Do you address that in this in Worlds?
Yeah, I mean, even my first of all, there's a whole gig economy. And so we're living in a world today where you could have any type of side hustle at all, whether it's being like a meditation coach or whether it's being a Uber driver or a Lyft driver, or whether you're helping deliver groceries or whatever it is. Worlds is because of a passion project, you know, my side hustle, except I wasn't smart enough to think of it as being a business. It was just a passion project. So I led with my heart first, instead of with my what the business model, what the revenue, how much money we can make. That was never a factor in it. So I think number one, when you have a side hustle, you know, think about what you love, because my background really is based on failure. And my first job working in finance, I couldn't get a job, so I moved to Moscow and I interned, and I ended up being able to get a job in finance. And then I wanted to get a job working for MTV, but I didn't have any experience in music or television, so I couldn't even get a job as a PA. And so that led me to starting my first company, which is a media company providing like the music videos and fashion shows in malls and in stores. So we created our own version of MTV. And so I've always had an interest in culture, so to speak. And I always stayed close to that passion. And eventually, I never would have guessed at 22 years old when I started working in finance that at 44 years old, I'd be building communities and creating kind of the business of culture shows.
Yes.
And summits and communities. But I think the lesson there is stay close to what you love. To be successful in life, you need three things. One, from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, be surrounded by things and people you love.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's going to be a negative impact for yourself and for everybody around you. Two is be generous, and towards the right people, I would say irrationally generous.
Mm.
And then the third is be grateful, and be grateful for what you have. And I think that combination of love, gratitude, generosity creates this energy that I think people want to be around. And if you're doing that, you're going to do the things that you love. And if you've got like a 9-to-5 job that you got to pay the bills, your side hustle, your passion project should be surrounded in the thing that you love. And that's what Worlds is for me.
It is.
And our job...
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Your job is what?
Our job at Worlds is to help our members and participants discover their passion. It's for them to discover what they can imagine doing 5 years from today. You know, what I tell people is don't think of what your job is next year or 3 years from now. What's your job 5 years from now? Like, what do you want to wake up doing 10 years from now?
Sometimes it's so hard to tell, though, Roman, because technology changes so fast, and our work environments change, and our transportation is changing, and our tech is changing. It's pretty much going to be unrecognizable in 5 to 10 years. How do you plan for something like that? That's what I always think. It's daunting.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You know, it is so daunting. But that's okay, because that's why business models change and people's paths change. So it's like, you know, you're walking on a path that you think you know where it's going to be 10 years from now, but it's okay if there's a fork in the road. You know, it really is the journey, you know, not the destination. So don't be intimidated by what is the world going to look like 10 years from now. Just, you know, you're as intelligent as anyone else to kind of have an idea of what the world might look like for you 10 years from now. You might not be involved in technology. You might be involved in meditation, or you might be involved in social impact.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say eliminate barriers of why you can't do something and focus more on why you can. And every moment's another chance to change your life, and you can look at what you wanted 10 years from now and start going on that path. It's like the Dalai Lama says, like a 1,000-mile journey starts with the first step, and be rest assured that it's not going to be a straight line.
And like you said, in your first rule of success is surround yourself with things that you love, including the people that say can around you rather than the can'ts. I think that's super important. Tell me what you can do, not what you can't. And it does help move things forward in a faster pace. Speaking of the Dalai Lama, you created this incredible organization called Patao, and this is an invite-only organization where one of the members is His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Shaun White and incredible people, David Blaine and Tony Hawk and David Guetta, a lot of great people there. Was that the first group before Worlds or separate?
Yeah, I would say Patel was kind of the incubator that's birthed Worlds. Mm. And so now the majority of all the people you've mentioned, and even now Deepak Chopra and Will.i.am and so many others, are part of the Worlds community and are active throughout the year along with being at the summit.
The community of Worlds exists before, after, during. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so when you have these business events or summits or conferences, you want the right people in the room. And so we've brought together 350 of the top speakers, who we call masters of their craft, from all these industries. And so one, you want to be inspired by the right people. Two, once you leave, you don't want to feel like those 2 days or 3 days are over. Mm-hmm. And so we have a private Facebook groups, and we have our app, and we have 15 year-round events to bring our community together all over the country. We've done them in New York. We just did one in France. We're doing one in Los Angeles on Friday. And the whole point is so that there's true, heartfelt, your best business friends are made there.
Gotcha.
You don't see each other just once a year. You see each other throughout the year.
Yes, and they're cool events, too. I'm on your list, and I've gotten a couple of emails about them. And it sounds like, a lot of fun. I was out of town for the last one, so I'll catch the next one. But I am going to be at Worlds. So I want to mention to all of our listeners for right now, if you go to worlds.us, and that's worlds.us, and you type in the coupon called Social 200. That's the coupon for a $200 discount for the event, which is wonderful. It's happening October 17, 18 in Long Beach. It's really the place that you want to be. I was so motivated just walking around the hallways because you have all sorts of cool Cirque performers and just a great vibe happening around that makes you inspired, makes you break down barriers of stiffness. You're definitely doing a great job there to create culture around something like that, which I'm pretty sure is intentional as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. thank you for saying all those nice things. The number one thing is, breaking down people's emotional guards, because people are guarded when they go into new events. And so we actually have an ambassador team of 125 ambassadors, and their job is to kind of be your best friend when you arrive at Worlds. And how many times do you go to an event and you kind of feel like you don't know anybody, or you feel a little isolated? And so the first thing we want to do is for you to meet your friend, to be kind of your guide and your buddy. And the second thing we do is icebreakers. So you probably saw Jim Quick, who's Elon Musk's brain coach, and he warms up the room in a kind of Tony Robbins type vibe, and he's like, meet your neighbors and give them a hug. And the one thing that binds us all is that we're all human, and it's community and being together. And so we want to get people really connecting with each other so that they can get out of their comfort zone, because life happens outside of your comfort zone, and meet new people that can be game changers in your life and in your business.
I'm glad you gave a shout out to Jim Quick, because he's a friend, and I ran into him the hallway there, and he's so masterful at what he does. And I love that you have these emotional ambassadors, and that you really do this. And the breakout sessions are amazing. I was a facilitator at the Al Gore round table, and it was so amazing, the unprecedented truth. And it was just really incredible to sit there and really talk about personally. I mean, he was sitting right there around us and answering questions. And the breakout sessions are very, very cool too, where you have massive change makers in a room right next to you. Very cool environment. And that does break down the barriers as well. And there's experiences. What's one of the cooler things that you would say? I mean, it's a lot of it's very cool. There was a whole AR experience there, and I mean, just fun stuff. But what's one of your faves?
For me, I always like the things that'll make me smarter and faster. And so I actually like Jim Quick's activity workshop. Well, there's two, another one. Jim Quick's I love because it teaches me how to read three times faster, basically, mm-hmm. actually just by using your left index finger. It also helps you with your memory. So I have to speak publicly, and I'm able to have the tools. He also is like the coach for Hugh Jackman. And so he gives people the tools how to be better at memorizing things. How many times do you forget people's names, mm-hmm. right, when you meet them? And then also I loved hearing from Deepak Chopra, you know, how important meditation and mindfulness is in our lives, especially because there's so much chaos. We're always depressed about the past or we're fight or flight about the future. And to be able to pause and project your vision for the future is what we all need in our lives, being present so that we can know what our dream is. So those activities for me are the funnest. And of course, our main stage is great. We've got actually kind of the real-life Iron Man coming, and he's actually going to fly at Worlds. So that'll be a fun treat. We have a lot of kind of Burning Man art cars that are at Worlds. There's a lot of like art installations. And so it really feels like a little bit of TED with a little bit of Burning Man with a little bit of like South by Southwest and a music festival type of vibe to it.
Yes. And if you have a team, if you're at a part of an organization where you want to bring your team, there's all sorts of breakdown discounts and so forth. If you want to bring a group of people and or individually, you can just go and meet groups of people. It's a great place to kind of get in communication with people who are really moving things forward. But I wanted to ask you about, does it ever get political? I mean, there's so much happening these days politically. Every day the history is being made. Do you ever bring that into Worlds? And if you don't, what's your intention around it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, Worlds is better with friends.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We have a lot of people that bring big groups together, so that they can, you know, get re-energized and learn how to be better at what they're doing. First of all, we want to be of consequence, and that means we have to be political. I mean, this year we have Rose McGowan there.
Cool.
We have Barbara Boxer, the Senator Barbara Boxer there. Last year we had Caitlyn Jenner there. So for me, politics is more of like societal issues. And so, you know, we are a forum to convene the most influential voices of our time, and politics is one of that. So we're happy to talk about politics along with social impact, along with gaming, along with the future of esports. And the thing is, you get to choose your own adventure. So if you want to hear about politics, then you can be on that track. If you want to hear about sports and entertainment, you can be on that track. But we definitely, you know, want to be of consequence.
Is that why you do so many events at once? I mean, there's a lot, and it's fun, but you choose your track, right?
That's right. We do it because we want to leave people fulfilled and wanting more.
Yeah.
We don't want people to say like, oh, I've seen all that already, or I already know that topic. You know, we want people to have like just an extremely diverse menu of options to choose from, whether it's, I was going to say, in queue and the world's top slam poetry.
Yes, yes, I saw him too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what would someone like he be doing like at a business event? But the fact is that business is now like the business of culture is the business of today.
Yes.
And so that means that we have to be human about business. Some people say the old saying that, well, business isn't personal. Business is personal. I spend 10-plus hours a day working on business 6 days a week. It's hugely personal to me. So, and in the future, business should continue to be personal. And if someone says business is not personal, it's just their excuse for being a jerk.
Well, it's true. It does these days encompass our lives, but it's got to be something that we love because it does encompass our lives. Those boundaries are thinning. So it's a life work combination these days. It's not an either or, it's an and. We just have a minute left, and I want people to know for sure, go to worlds.us, enter in the code social200 for a discount. Real quick, you say you want to imagine your business in 10 years. What does Worlds look like in 10 years? In one minute, you go.
Sure. Well, I'll say, if you want to know what your future destiny is for the people that are listening, think of what your deepest joy and what your greatest talent is. Mm-hmm. And then once you know what that is, think about what the world needs the most in your eyes.
Yeah.
And at that intersection, you'll find your true north, which is the theme of Worlds this year. And in 10 years, because people, it's hard to find their passion, in 10 years, it'll become the most important cultural moment in the world. It'll be in Los Angeles, and it'll be just like it is now, which is everybody of influence is there, and then people that want to be tomorrow's leaders are there too.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I look forward to seeing you on stage. Thank you so much for being on The Aware Show today. And I hope you brought a lot of awareness to this. It's a really groundbreaking, brand new style of conference to go to. So check it out, everybody. Worlds.us, Worlds with a Z. And I am Lisa Garr. Thank you so much for joining me today. Your energy and listening to the show makes it happen. I so appreciate you. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.